Indiana federal candidates have spent over $44 million cumulatively on today's midterm elections. In a half hour, polls across the state will begin to close and voters will see whether their candidates' efforts have paid off. Money raised in campaigns can be highly indicative of the winning candidate. According to statistics and probability website 538, from 2000 to 2016, roughly 80% of federal races were won by the candidate who spent the most money. Indiana has one of the most closely watched Senate races in the nation. The candidates for this Senate seat are incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly and Republican challenger Mike Braun. Braun has outspent Donnelly, spending $15.5 million during his campaign. Donnelly, on the other hand, has spent almost $14 million since the election cycle began in 2013. In the U.S. House, Indiana's Bloody Ninth District, which includes Brown, Monroe, and Lawrence counties, tells a different story. The candidates are incumbent Republican Congressman Trey Hollingsworth and Democratic challenger Liz Watson. In the Ninth, Watson has spent $1.9 million, while Hollingsworth has spent almost $1 million. In both races, the challenger has outspent the incumbent, regardless of the party. The Indiana Senate race is considered a bellwether for the national battle between Democrats and Republicans over the Senate. 538 predicts that Republicans will maintain a majority in the Senate, despite Democratic incumbent Joe Donnelly leading in the polls by 3 points. The House of Representatives is predicted to change party control over to the Democrats, despite Republican incumbent Representative Trey Hollingsworth leading in the polls by an estimated 7 points. For WFHB, I'm Gabe Donnelly.